The daily grind on the job can be hard work, and it can be dangerous, no matter what sort of career you have. You have arrived in a unique exhibit where workers share their stories about how their jobs can sometimes have a negative impact on their health. You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. It's produced by the Alberta Workers' Health Center. I'm the Workus attendant, and my name is Daryl Rochelle. Now, in just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk with me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in the Workus. Here are a couple of stories from a former restaurant worker. This story was recorded at the 2008 North Country Fair near Slave Lake, Alberta.
I'm Robert Wisnura, and I have two stories. The first one is rather embarrassing. I was working at Johnson Canyon in the mountains, and I was working in the kitchen. And I was usually being supervised, so in the mornings everything was very chaotic. But the chef was going out of town for a couple of days, and so I had to open up the kitchen. And that was fine. There was a big long list of tasks that I had to do, and one of them was to preheat the oven and then get the muffins in. And so I turned on the oven, and I was going around doing all the other prep, and then I realized, oh, I forgot to light the pilot light. I thought, uh-oh, there's probably gas in the oven. So I opened the oven, and I thought I'd let the gas dissipate a little bit, and then I would throw a match, standing a good ways away, and throw a match and kind of dissipate any gas, and then I would light the pilot light. And so I lit the match and I threw it in the air, and kaboom! And even though I was off to the side, I was thrown around 10 feet against the wall, and I looked at my arm, and I have fairly hairy arms, and there was all the hair was singed off. It was completely gone, and there was this incredible smell of burnt hair. And I was rather shaken up, but I realized how incredibly lucky I was, because it was an incredibly stupid thing to do. So that's my first story. My second story was much less my fault. I was fresh out of high school, and I was working at the university in Lister Hall during a big games that they were having the university at. And it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible back there. And I was really shocked that the university had such terrible conditions. And often we were standing in, around 3 inches of water that I started to wear rubber boots to work. And that it was because it was a consistent thing. And the line where we would put the dishes through would often jam. And there were cables on the floor and stuff, and somebody said, well, could you unjam it? And I couldn't go right up to it. I had to lean over something else in order to get at this to try and unjam it. And again, I'm standing in 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches of water, and all of a sudden I slipped. And I went, slamming into this, and my thumb went right into a butter knife that probably went like a centimeter into my thumb. And I thought, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to work for a couple of days. That was my first thought. Not the pain, but, oh, I won't be able to come to work for a couple of days. And indeed, I remember being called in a couple of days later, and I said, oh, I'm terribly sorry, but the doctor says I still can't come in for another day or so. But yes, so that was my second injury. So nothing life-threatening, but a couple of mishaps.
Rob is a former restaurant worker. He told the Workus his stories at the 2008 North Country Fair. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work? Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for the Workus. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in the Workus. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Centre.
Just a glancing blow, thank heavens, and it broke my nose and cut me for a few stitches. And the
our son Timothy was killed in a workplace accident. He was working for Fiesta Party Rentals.
Hazards that had been hired. To field geologist is working in and around helicopters. And when you hear about a death of a geologist, it almost always involves a helicopter. And this is really dependent.